Good evening, and welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Sheila White, your host for this evening. So happy to have our guest, Glenn Kohler, with the film festival, the Southside Film Festival here. What's the annual number here?
This is the 13th annual film festival.
Oh, lucky number 13, yes.
Yep, that's why we have a black cat on our poster.
Oh, that's why.
Yep.
Okay, and I thought it was some kind of homage to some film theme.
Nope, lucky 13.
Okay, all right, so 13 years of film festivals.
Yep.
And scars and bruises to prove it?
Here and there.
Here and there. Well, we've got a lot to talk about. So why don't we start off with a little bit of history of 12 years of history, because the 13 hasn't been
right
in the books yet. So give us a little history on this festival, please.
So the festival started with a bunch of community guys who all loved independent film and got together, and they screened some films in the top of, I believe it was Goosey Gander. They screened some movies, and that was kind of the impetus to start the film festival, and it's grown pretty steadily ever since.
Well, let's go back to that historic archived moment, screening festivals in the Goosey Gander and a bunch of guys in the community. Mm-hmm. Can you give us an idea who those people were?
Sure. There was Graham Stanford, who was the co-founder of the festival. There was Jeff Vislavic, who is the owner of Deja Brew Cafe in Bethlehem.
Okay, everybody has to remember how to pronounce that name, Vislavic. Okay, keep going.
And there's actually a couple other people who I don't even know, because they were off before I became on board. Mm. But I think there's about five people or so that started off the film festival. And I took over as director from Graham a couple years ago, and Jeff is still the president. John Saraceno is still our vice president.
And that's the president of the institute?
Yep, Southside Film Institute.
Okay. Now, when it started with the screenings, where did they get the films?
They had reached out to a whole bunch of different people they had heard about that screened independent films. One of them, I believe, was Corey McAbee, who did American Astronaut, which is a favorite of a lot of people at the festival. And he had screened there, and there was a couple other short films. I know... I think Bill Plimpton was one of them. And we actually just did a retrospective of a lot of the films that were from the early days of the film festival. And one of those films was called Fence Dogs. And the director of that short film is actually coming this year with a feature film that he made. So
that
be great to have him.
Well, and that actually talks to one of the missions of this festival.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to encourage the development of new independent filmmakers.
Definitely. And we've had people that have come back years after we've had them. And it's always great to have the filmmakers actually come out to the festival. And they come out and they do Q&A sessions with people in the audience. And that's the thing that a lot of filmmakers say that they love about our festival, is we have such a receptive audience of people who ask really good questions. It's not, you know, the kind of fluff that people might say, oh, well, where'd you get this idea from? It's deep, insightful conversations that come from the community members here.
Do you find that in those questions you have a mix of interest between the making of the film, the technical aspects of, you know, how did you do that shot, or, you know, how did you cut that, what software do you use, mm-hmm. et cetera, what's your equipment, to more of the depth into how did you do research for the story, or what kind of network helped you get into that, et cetera?
Definitely. We have people that are filmmakers that come and are either community members or other filmmakers that travel to the festival, mm-hmm. who are interested in the nitty-gritty details of how did you make that shot, or, you know, that kind of thing. And then there's the people who are interested in, you know, just how did you get yourself into this wacky situation that you made this crazy documentary about, or, you know, where the inspiration of the ideas for, you know, this scene come from, because it was just so off the wall sort of thing. And this year we actually have a filmmaker who was a volunteer for us last year, and he just finished up a feature-length documentary that's screening at the festival this year. It's called Out of Sight, and it's about mental illness. So we're very excited to have one of our volunteers come back and screen his film with us.
Can you share his name with us?
Sure, it's Kyle Mahaney.
That's great, and he's from the Lehigh Valley?
Yep.
So you're actually encouraging independent filmmaking of citizens of the Lehigh Valley as well?
Definitely, and we have... Oh, it's about, I'd say, 10 local filmmakers who are coming to the festival, who are screening at the festival. So it's awesome to have those people.
Oh, that is such a wonderful goal to be to say we're meeting this goal because we're encouraging local filmmaking and also just a national presence as well. It seems that independent film festivals have been independent film festivals, different from other kinds of film festivals. So, for instance, some of more perhaps the more nationally recognized film festivals. Mm-hmm. My mind might be turning a full blank, but I'm thinking of Telluride or Sundance. What are some of the other ones that are models or aspirations for the Southside Film Festival?
Definitely. Sundance is definitely one of them because we do love our documentary movies. We show a whole bunch of them every year. And a lot of the Sundance crowd are independent filmmakers. They are smaller filmmakers. There's also a lot of other really great smaller film festivals out there. I know the Rehoboth Film Festival is the one that I always look at. I look at their program. They do a lot of the same stuff that we do. They're a little bigger than we are, but it's a good model to follow.
It's
Rehoboth in Delaware.
Mm.
And we also have our filmmaker, or one of our board members, Ben Bertelin. He goes out to film festivals all across the country for the past, decade or so. And he scouts out some good films for us. And he's been to Sundance, he's been to Telluride, he's been to Toronto. I think he's still trying to get to South by Southwest, but he's been to a lot of different places and gives him a good idea of, what kind of films people are screening at bigger festivals. And we always get stuff from those festivals. We get stuff from Cleveland, we get stuff from Toronto.
Mm.
We had stuff from Sundance this year. We have a film that screened in Cannes, which is awesome.
Wow.
And the actor is actually from Doylestown, I believe, so he'll be here as well. He's flying out from Los Angeles.
The feature actor in this film.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yep.
Now Ben, he does this on his own as one of the volunteer corps for this festival?
Yep. He actually, it's just one of his hobbies, and he gets us a lot of films. And our films that we screen are a mixture of invitations, which he goes out and searches out and finds films from different film festivals and filmmakers, and we invite them to come. And then we also have a jury that selects movies that have been submitted to us. So it's a mixture of invitations and selections.
Okay, so you talked about Ben traveling all over the country to see these. That's a significant labor of love there, but let's talk about the other side. You said you have a number of films that you screen on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And are these submitted films?
Yep. We open our submissions usually in September, and we have anywhere from, usually it's around 150 to 200 films that we watch, and we decide as a jury whether we like them or not, whether we want to screen them, whether it fits with what we look for in a film.
The 150 films,
said?
Okay. Times how many minutes per film?
It ranges anywhere from 2 minutes up to sometimes 2.5 hours.
Oh, my goodness. So that's got to be spread out over the year, and you meet regularly. Do you agree on we're going to all watch these films and then come back and talk about it? Or
We usually try to screen the shorter ones as a group, and we just decide right then and there whether we're going to watch it. So anything usually 15 minutes and under, we watch together, and then anything longer, we take a look at by ourselves and then come back and have a discussion about it.
So that sounds like a nice bonding moment for your volunteer corps.
It's great. We have we get some pizzas and beers and watch some movies. And
pizza, beer, movie. Hey, I like that volunteer assignment.
It's excellent. It can get tedious, though, because there's a lot of movies to watch. And in addition to those, we also watch all the invitational movies, so that adds another about 75 movies on top of that.
Oh, my gosh.
So usually we watch around about 200, 225 movies a year.
How big is this committee, the screening committee?
We actually added a few new members this year, which was awesome. But we're always looking for more people for our jury. But we have around, I think it's 8 people that come pretty regularly. And we meet every 2 weeks. And then as it gets closer to the festival, we have to really start nailing down what we're going to screen. Mm-hmm. We start meeting every week.
That sounds like a commitment, a heavy commitment.
It is. And we get some good films, we get some bad films, and everything in between. But it's really fun, and it's really great to see the different stories that people have to tell with their films.
When you're screening this, do you also keep in mind the audience that will be watching them at the festival?
Here and there. The main thing that we look for is, does it tell a story? So we've had some films that are kind of music video-ish that don't really fit what we're doing. And would we tell a friend to come see it?
Ah.
So that's really our barometer of, you know, what we're looking for the festival.
That's a pretty good barometer when you think about it. It's not just the ticket for the price. This is someone's time.
Sure.
And you value and respect a person's time and, you know, that recommendation. You want to keep the reputation of the festival intact as well. So that's going to be a pretty good screening tool right there.
Definitely. And there's some films that we go, oh, you know, this is going to be a really good draw. But that's not our deciding factor. Mm. Like we screened Good Old Frida a few years ago, which was a documentary about the Beatles secretary. And anything with the Beatles, people are going to love and people are going to come see it. But it also just happened to be a really great film. So It worked awesome for opening night movie.
I remember seeing one of the opening night movies a couple of years ago, and it was screened at Lehigh University's Sinclair. No, it wasn't Sinclair. It was at Lewis Lab.
Okay.
And it was Tucker and Dale versus Evil. I was like, was that a documentary? No.
Unfortunately not. No. Yeah, that was actually one of my favorite films that we ever screened. And it also went on to get a lot of success with the on Netflix. If you go on Reddit, there's always a thing, what's the best movie that people never seen? And it's Tucker and Dale versus Evil is always one of the top comments.
Yeah, well, what I remember of the film, besides Alan Tudyk, who is my favorite all-time actors, but it was this opening night, and the theater was packed. Mm-hmm. And it was probably one of the loudest belly laughs I've heard in South Bethlehem in a long time. And I think that was the other feature of awareness of this festival, was mm-hmm. how it brings the community together to share these watching experiences and then conversation afterward.
Definitely. And one of the great things last year that we had was we had a film about a local beer maker. And people have been waiting for this film for, I think, probably 5 years or so now. And, you know, we've seen the teasers and we've seen the short trailers and stuff, but it was awesome to finally see that the filmmakers came from Russia who did it, and the local beer maker came, and it was, you know, community discussion, and people wanted to see that for 5 years, and we finally got to show it at the film festival.
Now, what was the local beer maker?
His name's Chris Bowen.
And he's an independent beer maker. He's not. Or is he microbrewery?
Yeah, he's an independent guy. He's a home brewer, and he's mm-hmm. actually releasing a new beer last week, June 1st.
Oh wow!
At Brewworks.
That's amazing. Yep. So now we've got a little tidbit into some local produce. So if you could call beer a produce,
yep.
Sure. There's grain in there, but it's a way to also just kind of support local awareness of creativity and entrepreneurship.
Yep.
That's fantastic. Glenn Kohler with the Southside Film Festival is here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon. We're going to take a short break just for a couple of announcements and be back. I'm Sheila White.
Beer lovers, it's time to celebrate. WDIY is proud to present our first ever Homebrew Fest, an afternoon of beer tasting featuring over 25 of the Lehigh Valley's best homebrewers, with live music from the Barrel House Brothers. Saturday, June 25th, from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Ice House in Bethlehem. For tickets and information, visit wdiy.org. Cheers.
Everything is All Reet on Saturday morning and into the afternoon on All Reet Street. 2 hours of new releases from folk and blues to newgrass and swing. Join me, Jeff Chambers, for a great musical mix plus artist interviews and historical notes on All Reet Street, Saturday at 11, just after NPR's Ask Me Another, right here on WDIY, Lehigh Valley's community NPR station. All right, All Reet.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Sheila White, here with Glenn Kohler, president of the Southside Film Festival, celebrating and about to launch its 13th festival, 13 years in Southside Bethlehem.
Indeed.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about a little bit of the history and what it goes into making this festival with the screening and with your Wrangler going to festivals throughout the country. We were also talking about how the film festival supports local filmmakers and also new documentary filmmakers from around the country. It really helps support their career and helps them make new films and, mm-hmm. and continue to build a relationship here. But one of the other missions of the festival is to encourage people to walk around South Bethlehem.
Definitely.
So there's a few different viewing sites. Mm-hmm. And part of that, let's talk about the sites themselves. Where will the films be screened this year?
Sure. This year we'll have films at Sinclair Lab, which is at Lehigh University. We have Victory Firehouse, which is always one of our venues that we show a lot of documentaries at. And this year we're excited to be screening at the Charter Arts High School this year for the first time.
On 3rd Street.
On 3rd Street,
Third
correct.
3rd and Polk, is that?
3rd and Polk, correct. Right.
And with each one of these venues, there's restaurants and shops to visit in between films and as you're walking from one screening location to the next. And that's all the purpose of this festival, being embedded inside the framework or the footprint of the Arts District of South Bethlehem.
Exactly. And one of the things that we always encourage people to do is, you know, in between film blocks, in between films, before films, after films, go out, hit the local restaurants, support the businesses around Southside. We always show all the filmmakers that come in from out of town, all the good places to eat. And we actually have a program with, if you buy an all-access pass, you have discounts at restaurants across South Bethlehem.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep. There's a lot of people that have reached out. We give 10% off for a lot of restaurants or different deals, different places.
And do you, for people who are coming into the festival, mm-hmm. do you offer the same for the audience as well as the filmmakers?
Yes, we do. Yep.
Okay. And with film screenings in these different venues, how does someone find out more about the schedule and what films are going to be screened where?
The schedule should be up online now, and people can check out the different blocks and stuff that we have. We've also got a lot of feature films. They can read all the descriptions of the films and see what's screening where.
Can you give us the website?
Sure. It's sff.org.
Okay. We might have to say that again near the end of the
sure.
show, but sff.org.
Yep.
One of my favorite fundraisers is for the Southside Film Festival. And it's something that you actually crafted yourself as the president?
No, actually, it was two of our other board members. They are regulars at Molinari's on 3rd Street in Bethlehem. They were sitting there one night after, I believe it was a board meeting. They said, hey, you know, we should do a fundraiser here. So they, in conjunction with Molinari's, concocted this thing. And what it is they have five chefs from Lehigh Valley, from some of the top restaurants around, and each chef makes a different hors d'oeuvre, and each chef makes a different entree course. And South Italy Imports does a wine pairing for each course. It doesn't happen very often in this area.
And this is on a Monday.
It's on a Monday. It's the Monday before the film festival on June 13th.
Are there tickets still available for this?
As of now, there are still tickets available.
On a Monday, it's because that's when these restaurants are typically closed.
Yep.
You know, and so that's when the chefs have a night off.
Correct.
And they donate their time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're cooking in the kitchen together.
Yep. And that's one of the things that we have always heard that they really enjoyed is that, you know, they don't get to be in another kitchen with another top chef like that. So to have five of them all in the same restaurant on a night off, they're having fun. You know, it's not work. They're having fun and they're doing it for a good cause. So it's a really cool atmosphere for them as well as everybody that gets to enjoy their cooking.
But isn't there a joke about too many chefs in the kitchen?
indeed there is.
But I think the other thing is just that camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
You sense it when they come out. Because every dish, the chef actually comes out and introduces the dish and tells you
yep.
what it is. And then I believe it's Lee, the bartender, that will
yes.
explain.
Yep. Yeah, Lee is a certified sommelier. He will introduce the wines, which are donated graciously by South Italy Imports, and talks about, you know, why they pair well and the region where the Italian grapes are from and stuff. So they make it easy on us as a fundraiser, as a nonprofit organization, to make this happen. So we are ever grateful to them for doing this every year for us.
There's another piece of the festival that also needs a little bit of support. And the festival mm-hmm. itself needs more volunteers than those who are doing the back behind the scenes screening. Can you
sure.
tell us about some of the volunteer needs for the festival?
Definitely. We always are looking for volunteers to join the festival. And mainly what the volunteers do for the festival is they take tickets, make sure that everything is okay inside the venue, sell merchandise or tickets at the door. And we also need volunteer photographers to capture the essence of the festival.
Now, Glenn, I know you're a big photographer yourself.
Yep.
And I was looking at some of the historic pictures from a couple of years ago, and I thought, why isn't Glenn in it? Oh, he's taking them. That's why he's not in the pictures. You maybe have to put a mirror somewhere.
Yeah.
But pictures, because it's a wonderful opportunity to share just the capturing the moments of this festival. You're not going into the film and taking pictures of the screen.
Right, right.
You're taking pictures of the people ahead of and at the Q&As, mm-hmm. or perhaps just, you know, walking
around.
We're
at our parties.
Oh, parties. Tell us more about those parties.
Parties. Okay. So our opening night party this year is going to be at Color Me Mine, which is...
On 3rd Street.
On 3rd Street. Yep. And we're going to have some delicious food, which is going to be catered by Tapas on Main this
Ooh,
year.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yummy.
Very excited about that. And we also have a closing night party, which is going to be at 26 East 3rd Street, which is formerly Tallarico's Chocolates.
Understood.
On 3rd Street in Bethlehem.
Okay.
And we're still working out the details for that, but it'll be a good time.
And the opening night party, when does that happen?
Opening night party is at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, June 14th.
And then it goes right from the party to what's next after the party?
After the party, we are screening Good Old Boy, also known as Growing Up Smith, is our opening night movie, which is it's a pretty funny, like, comedy dramedy about a family moving from India to the United States, and their 10-year-old boy kind of falls head over heels for the girl next door, and goes away from their traditional Indian values a little bit. And it's based on a true story, and actually the writer and main actor is going to be at the festival this year.
Oh, this is the one you were speaking of before from
yep.
Doylestown?
No, this is a different person.
Another one. Oh,
yep.
Wow.
And this is actually a little bigger movie. It stars Jason Lee as well as the actor who's coming, and his name is Angel Negum. So he's flying out, I believe, from Los Angeles, and he'll be here for the screenings and the opening night party and everything. So it'll be really fun. It's a good movie.
And what's the running time of this movie? About?
Running time is about 102 minutes.
Sounds like a great evening for a Tuesday night.
Indeed.
And so the movie itself starts at what time? If the party starts at 6?
The movie starts at 8 p.m.
Okay.
And that'll be at the Charter Arts High School.
Yeah, home by 9:30.
Indeed.
It's a wonderful way. And now, the rest of the festival, there's mm-hmm. Tell us about how it's structured in terms of places and times.
Sure. So during the weeknights, besides the opening night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we have films starting at 5:20 p.m. And those are at, as I said before, Victory Firehouse, which is on Southside. Everything's on Southside.
Mm-hmm. Webster and Columbia.
There we go. Sinclair Lab, which is at Lehigh University, and the Charter Arts High School. And each of those venues has 3 blocks throughout the night. And each block can either be a feature-length film, so for instance, Growing Up Smith is 102 minutes, or we have blocks of films that are shorter, so we have one of my favorites every year is the animation block, which has, this year I think, about 13 films in it of varying lengths. Some are 2 minutes, some are up to 15 minutes.
But the block itself takes how much time altogether?
About 90 minutes each block usually runs.
So the concurrent locations, mm-hmm. they're all pretty much starting and stopping around the same time, or do they alternate?
They start and stop around the same time, and there is time in between built in so people can walk or drive to the next venues across the south side.
And speaking of driving, mm-hmm. we just want to make sure that people are aware of parking availability.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's going to be lots of on-street parking, but the meters are going to be checked.
Yep.
And this is just my audience 101. But if you're going to be silencing your phones, mm-hmm. you just want to make sure that you've plugged enough in the meter
yep.
that it's not you're not going to use one of those alerts that your meter's
Definitely.
About to expire. And there's also some surface lots, but make sure you're reading the signs carefully.
Yeah, definitely. At Victory Firehouse, there is a lot available for our patrons to use. At the Charter Arts High School, there's some public lots there. Up at Lehigh, you'll have to use the Farrington Square garage, which is a metered garage.
Mm-hmm. And just be again, watch this.
Yep.
Watch for signs. Just if you don't see a sign, doesn't mean there isn't one somewhere.
Mm-hmm,
so
definitely.
Look for signs, and also just allow for some traffic in Southside. It could be a little dicey at the beginning of or at the end of the workday.
For sure.
Glenn, I really appreciate you coming and sharing your time with us for the show.
Thanks for having
Southside
me.
Southside Film Festival, number 13, lucky number 13.
Yep, lucky number 13.
And again, the website for people to learn more about the festival?
SSFF.org.
I'm Sheila White. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good night.